Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay, Coach, 2020. We're almost halfway through January already, man.
That's right.
Time is flying.
I'm going to say a theme from a movie. I'm not talking about, it is out there, and I'm not into that. But it's a movie called Friday. The dudes be like, 2020.
Friday.
Yeah.
That's a classic, man.
And I always think about it. Everybody say 2020. I'll be like, 2020. That's Chris Tucker.
Yeah, man. That's a classic. I watched it this weekend. I can't change when I get to that, man. It's like, the remote just stopped. I can't go past it.
Man, so many life lessons in that movie.
Yes,
about
it
being
is.
In the neighborhood. Yes, and basically with the conditions that we deal with in our community.
Oh, yeah.
That's a definitely throwback movie to teach some of our youth to watch and really pay attention to the life lessons inside of that film.
It is true, man. That is so true. You know, in light of what we've experienced during this week, the life loss in a senseless way.
Good kid,
man.
Yeah, but I just want to give a shout out to DeMonte Neils. My first experience with him, I think he was in middle school, and I was speaking at a church, and I was talking, and he was like, just really, he drew to me, right?
Okay.
And he was like, man, I like that. I like how you, I like your energy. And we had a relationship ever since that. And I seen him as a person that was God-fearing, that was a helpful kid. And now he's dark-skinned kid with this big old smile.
Right.
Man. And it's just like, where is that coming from? It's like he could be in the dark and you see him coming with his teeth just gleaming. And I just heard good things about him his whole time of what he's done. And my encounters with him was number positive, so.
Yeah, he was a coach's favorite on the football team, man. He was a good teammate, and it's a lot of kids today that's hurting behind that because it's senseless, right?
Yeah, it's senseless, man.
Young kids is not even getting a chance to watch their kids grow up.
That's right. You know? He just had a child, a young right. lady, so, you know, it's like I always say, when violence is inflicted, everybody,
oh man,
the person from the person that commits the homicide and to the person that's the victim, everybody, we're talking about generations of people are affected. So
it's like throwing a rock in a pond, Coach. You know how it ripples out. That's the effect that something like this has. It's just not that person in the center, but it's all these ancillary people that are on the outside that have been touched both ways, right? Yep.
That's why it's called, I think what you're trying to do with the concept of the throwing a rock in the pond, that's called a 6 degrees of separation.
6 degrees separation?
Yep,
okay.
like you knew DeMonte in a different way. I knew him in a different way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. There's an influence that people that they have it, that's he's had it outside of sports. He had it in sports. He had it in the school, in the culture with his friends. And as I talked to people, it was just like the ripple effect of him is he was the same guy everywhere he went.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Very well liked, man, and our heart goes out to the family. And, you know, just a message to young folks, if they happen to be listening, or parents, you know, put down the guns, man.
Man,
you know,
please.
Get rid of them. Because the damage is just so dramatic, profound, and long-lasting that moment of anger is not worth the rest of your life for whatever that might be. So again, just put them down.
You can live without them.
Trust me. So anyway, Coach, we got a football game coming up this week.
The championship for all the marbles, the football playoffs. We got Clemson and we got LSU.
Yeah. And you know we got a tie to LSU. We got a root for the Tigers.
That's right,
LSU.
We got the quarterback that the daddy bet 2,000 on his son. They're gonna win the Heisman,
right?
And then we got the perfect quarterback on Clemson that don't throw no interceptions and none but touchdowns when he touch it.
You know when they're coming out of high school, they give them a rating, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's like 2.0 is like the perfect. That's like everything. The guy at Clemson,
yes,
1.9999. They didn't give him the perfect, but he is as close as you can get.
Yes, he is.
At a high school.
Man, he's like that in college right now. It's
okay.
It's fun just seeing that how they could, like you say, they could rate and be Johnny on the spot with kids like that. And even for the guy to bet on his son in Vegas, the $2,000 is like he gonna win the Heisman, and everybody else thought the odds was like 99,000 to 1.
Right.
Like, oh, my son Heisman material.
Borrow. Yeah. It came out to be true, man.
Wow.
So it's true.
Can he be fined for that payday?
No. Oh no. No, it's legal in Vegas.
Is it inside? Look, is it inside information? Yes, I'm his daddy. I think he's good.
Hey, I mean, what? If who wouldn't? I mean, right? If I got $2,000 to blow, I'm gonna blow it on my son, right?
My kids. I think Absolutely. My grandparents think their kid the best.
So okay.
If I got this $2,000. I would bet on my son.
And why not? They hey, if the offer wasn't there, he couldn't have made the bet.
That's right, sir.
All
yes,
right,
sir. Yes.
So there we have it. But I think. Hopefully, anyway, this is one of the most evenly matched championship games that we've had in the past. So, for those that plan to watch it, I think it's going to be a very interesting game. And I still think LSU is going to pull it out.
Yeah.
I think the spread is 5 points favorite for LSU. So, how that works is you know, you give 5 points to Clemson and you go from there. Try to win the money.
Yeah, because what I look at is I look at Clemson being in the ACC. That kind of affects them because it's not the ACC it used to be. The Florida States and they're not the teams they used to be.
No.
You know, North Carolina used to be really like a nice little decent football team.
Right.
You know, so you got teams, Virginia Tech. Think about that. So.
Oh yeah, the Hokies.
Virginia, you got teams that used to be
preeminent teams, man.
And now they like subpar. So when you look at Clemson, you're like, well, they might have they been battle tested enough? That's what that's the question.
With yeah, they had a battle. I think it was North Carolina.
Yeah, they
that
did.
That they could have easily lost that game. And when that if they had a, they probably wouldn't be in a championship. So when you're good, you do need to be lucky as well.
That's
so
right.
So they had a little luck going on their way. So it's gonna be fun. I can't wait. I'm interested in watching it, man. You know, and you got the NFL for the weekend.
That's right. Ooh, here you go. Here you go
it's
to the
gonna
show.
Be some interesting games
to the
coming
last,
up.
Last
yeah, this is
eight teams or four teams?
Eight. No, eight. No, it's eight teams. Yeah.
Oh, it had the what week was that last week?
Wild Card Weekend they called
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Patriots got popped.
Yeah which you know, they needed to, man. You
it's
know?
Time to end the dynasty.
Yeah.
20 years is a long time.
Yes, it is, man. So, but old boy said he got some unfinished business, so he coming back.
Brady, you know where Brady gonna be at? He about to go to the Cleveland Browns and get OJ Beckham them together like your boy Joe Montana did when he went to Kansas City.
When he went to KC? Okay. Yeah. Well, rumor has it he might wind up in the, because, you know, it's the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh.
All right. Used to be the San Diego Chargers. They moved to Los Angeles.
So, what's up with Phillip Rivers?
Oh, they said Phillip probably gonna be gone too, so it's gonna be interesting. If he winds up, if he stays in New England, you know, because rumor is again that he and Belichick don't get along.
Belichick is look, you know how Belichick thinks like Popovich from the Spurs, right? Mm-hmm. He look at a guy and be like, hey, he wearing down. Look, you gonna have to. I could trade you right now. Or I could do a, or you could retire this year,
right? Because he has no contract now. And then you know his contract is up. So Kraft owner. Has to make a decision.
And he loves Brady.
He loves him some Brady, man. So how do you, you know, do you go with the wishes of Belichick? Or do you, you know, start the rebuilding process?
You can't do what you did. They did to Kobe, L.A. Kobe killed L.A.
Yeah.
They gave that boy all that money. Nobody could play on that team. Killed the franchise. They didn't make the playoffs the last 4 years Kobe played.
Right. He killed it.
He killed it with that money. And he was like, get some of that money back, Kobe. He like,
What'd you say?
$40 million a year?
No.
It's mine.
It's it.
Michael Jordan taught me well.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting, man. And then, like you say, we got the wild card. We got Mahomes versus Watson with the Texans. And you got the Ravens. Who the Ravens got? Because I know Green Bay's got Seattle. Seattle's going up to Green Bay.
And I'm telling you, my squad, Minnesota put out the Saints.
Oh, Minnesota is who plays the Ravens.
Ooh, it's over.
I think that's who it is.
We're going to lose then.
Yeah.
I'm with the Ravens anyway, but I wanted my Michigan State Spartan to get a little further, but I think it's over this week.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a fun Saturday and Sunday, and then go into Monday. Yep, so that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, it's over then. It's night-night for it, for everybody that played the Baltimore Ravens. It's night-night for us.
It's a night-night.
Go to bed with the bird. Okay. Bye-bye, birdie. That's what they going to do.
Don't look good.
Yeah. Here you go. Here go the playoffs. Like we said, with the Titans beat the Patriots. The Vikings beat the Saints, right? All for the wild card. And Seahawks beat the Eagles. So the Seahawks got who going?
We got 49ers and Vikings. Take that back. 49ers and Vikings.
All right, we can win that. We can win that.
The Titans and the Ravens.
Ooh.
We got to stop that Henry dude, right?
The Giants. I'm going to say this. The movie, Remember the Titans? That's
Remember the Titans, me. Man. See, man, people get out of his way. So, okay.
That's the guy that come from Alabama, right?
Alabama, yeah.
The play that let me know that Henry was a beast when they played Michigan State and the linebacker tried to tackle him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who trying to tackle him? I said, the DB? He was like, that's our best linebacker. It's in the picture. He had number two. Henry had number two. He stiff-armed him, but he carried him. He was carrying a linebacker's body, and he threw him on the ground. I was like, that's a running back?
Bullock.
Yeah, that was Bullock. And Bullock was a good player.
Oh, yeah. He said he was your best linebacker, man.
When I saw that, I was like, we about to get blown out.
Okay.
We can't even. Now Henry's ghost is coming up. Now everybody, they showing pictures and memes of him. Like, look, there you go. And I'm like, is that a superimposed image? Like, no, that's him.
No,
he said he had 12,000 yards in high school.
The guy's incredible.
Do you hear me, Tony? They say he had 12,000 yards on the ground. How you get 12,000 yards?
People don't even drive that far, man.
That means every year you run. Every year you running for 3,000. Every year you having a career year. You running for 3,000 yards 3,000. Every year.
That's incredible.
So think about it. So like Kevin Martinez had a great
3.
Yeah, yeah, right? 3,000. So imagine Kevin Martinez have 4 years like that in a row. Kevin Martinez is one of the top 25 ever to play football in this area. But imagine Tony him
as a running back now. So he's not the quarterback.
I know.
Okay, so quarterback touching every play.
Yeah, that's right. So then I'm saying like imagine going, but I'm just trying to do it for our area. Put Cameron Martinez in their shoes and say, give him 4 years, just like he just had this year.
Right.
That's Henry right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Carrying the ball.
Carrying the ball when a quarterback got a choice. Give it to Henry.
Or throw it, whatever, yeah. Give it to Henry. Man, that's incredible. So, but yeah, man, that's what's coming up this weekend. And it's going to be fun. And we had, was one more I wanted to take a look at before we moved into the show.
Oh, we got Michigan State.
Texas and Chiefs.
Yep.
Got that one. And it was one more game. Seahawks, Packers. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So those are 2, 4, 6, 8 teams left for the NFL.
Yep. Then we got out. Going to share with the Michigan and Michigan State annual game. One of them. Cassius Winston just went off.
Oh, wasn't that incredible, man?
Yeah, he looked like he was like magic out there.
He was in the zone, man.
I mean, he was hitting moves like James Harden on the floor. Like, he hit one step back. It was in a corner. They had him. Two guys had him trapped. And it seemed like the ball just floated. And he just he stepped back, hit a three. The whole team knew he was going to make it. I was just like.
Man, yeah. He said it was some incredible shot. You know, mama said there'd be days like that, man.
Mama said.
You just put it up and it'll go in.
Bass. And then, you know, everybody loves him and what he's been through, too. So it's
absolutely.
Sports is at a great high and just a good thing, man. It's just people don't realize how sports can really bring people together and help people get through their issues. It's good to bask in them and do it in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So. Absolutely, Coach.
Yep. So there, is that it for our sports stuff?
Yeah, man. Let's get into the show.
Yeah. So what I have, I know we was gonna continue for the new year, and just going into that, the theme was your 2020 financial calendar. So how to have that 2020 vision in the future. And I know I went through January and I mentioned February and March. And I just want to go to a quick overview before I go through get to April today. It says map out spending and savings plan in January. Set up a retirement account. Contributions is the best time in the new year. And get a dividend every month with a strategic selection of stocks. A dividend means that when your stocks make money, that's the overage that's coming to you. I reinvest mine, Tony.
Yes.
Every time.
Yeah, no, reinvest the dividends, man.
Yep, every time. So, and then in February, the recap from last week was flowers, chocolates, and financial tasks. Stick to the task. Don't make it like Valentine's Day. The best Valentine's gift, pay a car off.
All right.
Pay a bill off for your boo.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. You see this medical bill you had? Or you see this charge card you charged last month? Look, I pay that off for you and make him a sandwich or something.
Right.
Call it a Valentine. So that's what I'm doing, audience. I'm paying some off.
Good move.
Yeah, plan a summer vacation in February. File your tax return. It's time. I've been seeing people go to these places already. W-2 land. Don't blow your money. Please.
No. Good opportunity not to.
This is where we left off at. In March, pin your investing constitution. What you going to invest? What you going to say? Your financial advisor. So don't run to with your W-2. See your, as you can think about some taxes getting back, go see your financial advisor before you get your check. And see what he can tell you. Like, you want to buy a house? You want to do this? You want to get your credit fixed? Already tell the money where to go.
Yeah, because you look at your W-2 and said, hey, you're withholding too much. All right? You're giving the government a loan. You need to reduce your withholdings, open up an IRA, take what you're giving to the government and put it into that IRA so it can grow, and that's your money versus giving the government a free loan until the end of the year or using them as your savings account.
Yeah, you're right. And audience, I'm like, we're not saying that. I actually do it. I was driving here today thinking about some money I put away. I'm like, that could have been a tax return. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that tax return. I'd rather have that money sit there, get those dividends that they just showed me.
Yep.
And be able to say, that's sitting, that nest egg sitting there. My wife don't know about that one.
And appreciate and value, get those dividends. Yes, sir, man.
Yep, so you gotta learn how to do that. Man, tax return, I'm not even trying to see that thing. Then it says the deadline for the flexible savings account with those health care plans. You got to spend that money. It's coming up. And those kick off some IRA withdrawals. We talked about that last week. Got to make sure you're taking your withdrawals or you get penalized.
70 and a half.
That's right.
Right.
Up to 50% of the money.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a crazy penalty for you not to spend the money that you're supposed to spend.
Right. You just got to take it out of the fund.
You can't die with it.
You're like, no, but you can't take it with you.
Yeah, I'm going to say this for when I'm setting it to. You're like, you got to spend that. Go have some fun with it.
Mandatory distribution, man. If you don't have grandchildren or whatever, it's charities out here. You know, give it away versus giving it to the government.
That's right. If y'all know somebody that's 70 and a half and they need to get some money, I got a nonprofit. Okay. Call me. They're like, I don't know. I'm going to put this $5,000 they're going to give me. Like, Chauncey, he right here.
Yeah.
The youth I'm serving need that. So come my way if you're 70 years old and you don't know where your RMD going.
Right.
Come on. Holler at me, please.
Don't let the government
holler
take
at my
it.
Nonprofit, please, and help these kids out.
And get a tax break.
That's an X. I'm doing an X
get
right
a tax
now.
Break.
I say, if you don't ask, you won't receive. So I'm that's asking it. Somebody that's not taking their RMDs correctly. Let me get a couple of them RMDs for our youth in the community.
You have not cause you ask now.
There you go. That's it. That's it. Review your insurance coverage.
Excellent idea.
So that's in April. This is April, Tony. So mm-hmm. when it comes to reviewing your insurance coverage, why is that important? Like, I got insurance. I got full coverage.
Full coverage, yep.
I'm straight out here.
Yeah.
You know the laws change, huh? No, I got full coverage.
I got full coverage on my 1995.
So why do I need to review my insurance, Tony? Why do I need to do that?
Well, there's a couple reasons why. One is you got to make sure that you have the right type of coverage, okay?
So it's different types of coverage.
Oh, absolutely different types, especially in this coming summer, right? We're going to make the changes in Michigan for the no-fault reform. And it's so imperative that you understand what the new laws are and how they will impact you going forward. So it's best to get ahead of the curve, get your current review early, talk about what this new reform is going to look like, and start formulating your decision as to what kind of coverages you want to have when this reform comes around, because it's going to be like a buffet.
Now I'm going to see my financial
planner. Yeah.
You hear me? I'm going to see my financial advisor and say, look, this is what my new insurance looked like. How can I be in the same situation I was in? How much extra is it going to cost me? Or what do I need to do?
Right. So the decision to be made is that what I currently have is affordable, and right now it's probably the best that they have to offer. If not, it's not far from it. So you want to maintain the coverage that you have now.
That's right.
Okay, so there's going to be individuals that don't value insurance, and they're going to say, all right, give me the bare bones. And when something happens, you're going to say, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted. So in order to eliminate that from happening, there are going to be a series of documents that you must sign. And these documents go to the state of Michigan, and they're going to be kept there. So in the event that you come back and say, wow, I did not accept that coverage because I just went to the hospital and they told me that my coverage is only 10 grand and my bill was 20 and I'm stuck with a $10,000 hospital bill. And they're going to say, okay, give us a moment. We're going to grab your documents. We're going to review them and we'll get back with you and say, oh no, those are the coverages that you selected. So that is what you got to live with. Mm. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of decisions that you have to make as an individual when it comes to auto insurance versus, you know, there are some today, but not like it's going to be in July when this new reform takes effect.
All right, y'all heard it. So it says fund your IRA and your health savings account. You have until tax day, April 15th, to make a 2019 contribution to additional or a Roth IRA into a health savings account. You can stash up to $6,000 in the IRA for 2019, $7,000 for those who are 50 and older. The HSA account contribution is $3,500 for a single person and $7,000 for family coverage, plus $1,000 if you're 55 years old. So you say, why? Well, you got to spend from last year, but you still can stash before you claim it on taxes.
Right, right. All those were basically elements of deferring some kind of a tax implication. So if you took $6,000, which is the max, and you put into an IRA, especially the traditional, then you get to reduce your taxable income by that amount. If you go into a Roth, it will not reduce your taxable income, but when you take distribution, there is no tax. There's no taxable event at that time. So you have to make that decision. It's a personal decision as to what's best for you now. Is it to get a break on your taxes, or you're close enough to where you're really getting serious about retirement and you do want some of your money that's going to be tax exempt, which is your Roth. And, of course, the medical savings plan, it's a no-brainer. If you got any kind of out-of-pocket deductibles or costs that you got to meet, this is the way to get a tax deferred program in place so that you can pay those bills.
Yeah, I share that with a lot of people that pay student loan debt back. That they're like, oh, my student loan will be $300. And I ask them, I say, what you saving for your retirement? They're like, why you ask me that question? I was like, maybe if you save more for your retirement, your student loan payment will be lower.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what you mean? Like, I didn't know that. I always just did deferment and forbearance. I was like, wow, you getting robbed. I started laughing. They was like, what
missing
you mean?
Opportunities.
I say, imagine. I say, you'll see your payment $300. I said, let's see your income. So I look at the income. I say, man, we can lower your income by. I said, you got a matching thing at your job? Oh, I've never used it.
Oh my goodness.
What? You never used it? Well, look, let's figure out. Let's put $150 in there. Let's put $300 in there, a paycheck or something, right?
Right.
He's like, you got two pays, you're making $600. That's the number, magic number Tony said, $7,500 a year. So then
there you go.
You just lowered your income by $8,000.
Yeah. And actually had an opportunity to put more money into a deferred retirement plan. So it's like a win-win, man. You can't beat it.
So then they come to pay your student loan. You're like, oh, I'm paying my student loan. I'm paying a third of the $300. I'm paying $100 because I put $8,000 back into my country. I'm investing back into the economy.
Yep.
Instead of paying a debt down, I'm investing back in the economy, and the debt is respecting me to save. Oh, I respect you. You owe us this, but we respect how you're investing back in America. So we're going to lower your student loan payment because you're going to be paying on it, but you only got to pay $100 because you put $8,000 over there.
Right. And well, we're good with that.
Yeah, we're good. We're okay with that? Yeah. Thank you. Investing in our country. We appreciate it.
Okay.
So I'm sharing that audience in that way for you to be like, what? I really could do that? Yes.
Yeah.
You can. I do it.
Yeah. And that goes back to the point we were talking about your W-2s. All right. If you are getting, you know, a whole bunch of money back, then you also miss the opportunity to take some of that money and invest it into your retirement plan and get a match for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's
versus again letting the government hold on to it till the end of the year.
Just think about that. Like, you, so you're gonna get a match at your job, but you're waiting for somebody to give you $6,000 back in taxes. But you could probably invest $4,000 and probably just see a $2,000 tax return just to say, "Ooh, I got a tax return. Ooh, I'm excited.
Right.
Let's go on a vacation and get us something to eat." That's all you really should do.
Yeah.
Get a tax return, get an outfit or something, go somewhere, take your boo somewhere, do something small with it.
Right.
Don't get no $7,000 tax return and you're like, "I'm about to just buy me a Bugatti."
Blow it.
Yeah. Get a car foreclosed and repossessed.
Well, like you said, with the $4,000, if you increase about $4,000, they're gonna match it. That's $8,000.
That's $8,000.
That's $8,000, man. Yeah. All you had to do was put up $4,000.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So if there's people out there that's listening and you do have these 401k retirement plans at work and you're not involved or you're giving just a little bit and you're not maxed out, you're making a huge mistake.
Yep. So here's the month of May. Spring cleaning for your financial records. Make sure you go through those, all your taxes and receipts. Keep your stubs. I got to submit some stuff for a grant right now. They asked me for all my receipts on the money I spent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to make sure I have that. And so a personal grant I wrote for my own business, and they like, "John, it's time to report on that now."
Okay.
So I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm telling my contiguous, people that work with me, like, hey, man, you need to show them receipts, man. I need to see that money you spent. I need to see what, because I got to report on that."
That's right.
And that's for real.
Yeah.
If you want to get some more money from somebody.
That's it.
You got to report. Check your tax withholdings. That's the game Tony's talking about when it comes to having your W-2 and say, "Hey, why are you claiming zero? You waiting on a big tax refund?" Or you claim, somebody say you claim $4,000. You could take that money and put it in defer it somewhere else. Prep your home for the summer. You know, the lawn system, the mm-hmm. water.
Yeah.
You don't want to just waste the water because your sprinkler system tore up. You're like, "Oh, the winter got me."
Yep.
We're in the month of May and you're like, "Oh, I'm not going to do nothing." And now your yard look like trash.
Look like trash. You might need new gutters. And in Michigan, gutters is for a reason, man. Because when it's snow, and
say your roof,
if it melts and don't have anywhere to go, it's going to back up, all right, and under the shingles, and then eventually leak into the house.
That warp comes,
and you got your huge problem, man. So you know you got to make sure you got gutters. You know, check your, if you got AC unit, you know, have it checked. Make sure it's got fluid. So there's a lot of things that you can do as far as a homeowner is concerned. Yeah. When it comes to getting it ready for summer.
You say exactly what the text said. The text said, to be ready for storms, trim any tree branches that are at risk of falling on your property. Clean the gutters.
Clean them gutters.
And inspect your roof for missing or damaged shingles.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, because if the insurance company were to ride by your house, which they do now, is like you've had the policy 5 years, whatever, they're going to come back out, reevaluate. They drive by, they see missing shingles, what have you. You're going to get a notice in the mail for a cancellation.
Wow.
They're going to say, "We came by and did a reinspection and we noticed some shingles missing." Because if it's one missing and you neglect to fix it, that means that the other ones are in danger because the rest of them can blow off. And the insurance company is saying, "Yeah, well, we're going to be on the hook for a new roof." So you'll get a letter and say, "We'll give you 30 days or we're going to non-renew you if you don't get that fixed." And then when you get it fixed, you call us, we'll come back out and check it out.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. And trees the same way. You know, if there's a tree hanging over your crib and they're looking at it saying, "Man, that tree fall, boy, we got us a huge claim." They're going to say, "Hey, you need to take care of that." that's a claim waiting to happen.
Preventive ways to save money.
That's yes.
The month of June, they want you to rebalance your portfolio. It talks about the asset allocation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a target. Where you putting your money at? You know, so about just... A lot of times, it's so easy now. Like, I can go on my phone and log into an account that I got with my money invested.
Yeah.
I can go right on, username, password, save, make sure I lock my phone afterwards, and I can go right looking at accounts and see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've made it really easy now with the internet, setting up these target funds where they said, okay, based on your horizon to when you're going to retire, you know, the funds that are far out are more aggressive. The funds that are, you know, mid-range, you're going to be a little bit more conservative. And then if you're close to retirement, you're going to have these preservation of capital type funds in there. So they've really done a good job, I believe, in helping the middle class America gain wealth, maintain wealth, and, you know, become somewhat educated around the advantages of investing your money.
Okay. Next it says, we're still in the month of June, keep tabs on your credit report. So I always tell a lot of my clients, Credit Karma, Experian, and they talk about soft hits. Yeah, we want a soft hit. We don't need no hard hit to see everything on the credit report. We need a soft hit to just be able to see what we maintain and seeing how we can clean up something. So before you get in front of somebody and you're trying to buy a house or a car or something, you've got to be able to keep stay on top of your credit report. Nerd Wallet is another one that gives a soft hit.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And you can see your money, what it's doing. I linked all my accounts and all my charge cards so they can tell me my money diet.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I'm on and say, oh, this you spent this much money for the month, this month, next month. That stuff helped me pay off vehicles and stuff.
Okay. But just knowing where you were at.
Yeah. Oh, I spent this much money this month. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to the grocery store.
Or yeah.
I'm doing something, changing. I'm changing a habit. It's always like, Tony, I was listening to this guy. He got this book called Atomic Bomb. And he says, cast a vote to a new behavior so you can be a better candidate.
Okay.
So he said, you want to cast a vote for your money? Say, mm-hmm. Learn how to do small things that lead up to casting the vote till you win the election.
All right.
Chauncey's a millionaire. What did he do? He cast so many small votes till it happened.
Yeah.
Changed his habits, not getting a new car every year or not hanging out all the time. It's
cast
a vote in a different direction.
That's right, man.
Go for the other candidate.
Tracking your finances. It's big. It's huge, man. Yeah. You got to know what you've spent in order to know what you can save.
So then the last one for the day for the month of June, it says, whip yourself into shape at a discount. With a New Year's resolution, you got it in the past, and a lot of people are showing up to the gym.
Oh,
you don't have to be at the pricey gym. Planet Fitness, Fitness USA, 24-hour fitness, whatever floats your boat and your economy, that's good for you. If it's $10 a month and you can be had a million-dollar body, go for it.
Right. Yeah, I like to see what the numbers are as far as, you know, like the first of the year, you know, the New Year's resolution, you know, the minute how many people sign up. And then when June comes, how many actual participants that they still have in their gym. Yeah. I'd be interested to know what those statistics are.
Yeah, it's busy right now. I have to go. I have to go every morning. So it's part of my health plan, but I got to be there. So there's a lot of people there. So I'm like,
good.
Now it is. And the guys that's regulars with me, I call them the OGs because they're 60 and above. They're like, John, it's a lot of New Year people in here. I say, wait till February. Wait till it get real cold one day or snow a lot. They're going to stop coming.
Oh, yeah.
He started laughing. He said, you right. He said, you cool. You've been with us for almost 2 years. I said, yeah. I said, after I had my situation, I ain't never missing a day. I said, it's part of my job. He walking up in here being
tall. Yeah, that's your rehab. Yeah, that's your rehab, man.
I said, I don't want nobody to have to do no surgery on me. So I understand why it's whip yourself in shape.
Yeah.
Because it saves you money and it keep you from being in a situation where somebody had to put a knife on you and do something different. So So that's the month of June. We'll be on July when we come back in next week. I just want to share with our audience, Tony, just going through these months, it's important to just strategically get a plan together and just say, hey, month by month, I can accomplish a task, or I would say cast a vote towards mm-hmm. me having a better 2020.
Right.
Yep, so.
Yeah, it's not, you know, what they say, if you don't do anything different and expect a different outcome, it's insanity. So if you're working on your finances, you're working on your health, you got to change what you're doing and do something different to expect a different outcome.
Yeah, so I've been hearing this, and you said it earlier. The scripture I have today, good for nothing, trust God with the least, it says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knock, it shall be opened. My thing is, because I always tell my clients, Tony, that I work with, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No.
When you're talking about making your credit score better.
No.
You talking about getting a new home. You talking about getting the best interest rate for something. There's nothing being ashamed of asking me anything. I've been through all those situations. So if you ask me a question, sometimes I giggle because I've been in a worse situation than you. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm thinking about where I was at when I ain't had nobody ask that question, Tony.
Right.
That's how I
absolutely
think. Like, man, you asking me a question that I wish I could have asked when I was 23, but I didn't have nobody.
Right.
So I'm laughing like, man, I appreciate what the God has done for me and the people that he's surrounding me by. So I just want to share that scripture with our audience that you just got to ask for help.
Yes.
Ask for it.
No,
ask for help.
No shame in no asking. Shame.
Don't be ashamed. You see me out in the community. Charlie, let me ask you a question. Hey, come on. If you're in the grocery store, let me push my grocery cart around a little longer and talk with me. You might have to help me shop, but hey, we're going to kick it.
Okay.
You might have to buy me something from a grocery store, but hey, I'll help you. I'll talk to you. So I'm not a person that don't need to be approached. If you see me somewhere and say, I want to ask you something, and it's about something I know, I'm going to help you the best way
same
I can.
Same here, man.
Yep. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.